Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Penguins made a trade. I think they're waving the white flag, Dorn.
Think so?
I think they're a little tanky-tanky right now. I think they were going to wait 15, 20 games, see where the team was, and then decide on if they were going to not necessarily go for it this year, but stand pat. And, I mean, they're one of the worst teams in the NHL. Taylor Haas of DKPittsburghSports.com reported that she talked to a league source that said Kyle Dubas has said everybody but 87 is available.
Huh.
So I wonder if that means Erik Karlsson has waived a no-trade clause, Brian Rust has waived a no-trade clause, Ricard Raquel has waived a no-trade clause, Chris Letang has waived a no-trade clause, or if they could be had if they waive the no-trade clauses. I don't know if those discussions have happened. I think I'm okay with them just tearing it down. Like they've kind of been one foot in, one foot out for a while now, and why not just dive in the deep end of the pool and get this thing going on the up and up?
Do you think you have that discussion with Sidney Crosby whenever he was going to sign his extension? Or you think he was just left in the dark? Well, he's not stupid. He probably knows what was the situation was probably going to be. But I just can't see somebody like Sidney Crosby, who's still playing at a high level, to want to be a part of this right now and not go somewhere and try to win a championship again. I just can't. In my mind, I just can't see him being like, yeah, I'll be a part of the bad times, the dark times.
Hypothesis, easy for me to say. My guess is you're right. The reason that it took so long for Sid is he probably wanted to see that they'd be somewhat competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has the belief, and he stated so much last year, that if you get in, you've got a chance. So is the team good enough merely to get in? And I think he was hoping that they would do that for him. And I do think the roster is a lot better than the way that they've played. I don't know that it's a good roster, but it should be on the periphery of playoff contention. But now that you see that it's not, there are two options. You either fire the coach and see if you can turn it around, or you start selling off assets. And they're selling off assets. Lars Eller gets shipped out for a 2027 third-round pick and a 2025 first-round pick. Fifth-round pick. The Penguins have a first-round pick in this upcoming draft, no second-round pick, three-thirds. They have a first, 2 seconds, two-thirds coming up in 2026, and they have a first, 2 seconds, two-thirds, two-fourths coming up in 2027. So they're doing it. They're doing the thing now.
Uh-huh.
And at this point, I don't know that it's the worst thing in the world. In fact, it might be the best possible thing for them if they get a top five pick and potentially can win that draft lottery.
Yeah. It's a shame.
It is a shame.
It really is.
Some of these things fizzle out, or in fact, not some of them. They always fizzle out organically. Every dynasty, like the Romans, will end. It just happens. It happened with Chicago. It happened with L.A., and now it's happening with Pittsburgh. The thing that sticks in my craw is that, okay, the last 2 years, they didn't make the playoffs. Prior to that, after 2018, they were making it every year, and they had teams that were better than where they wound up bowing out in the playoffs. And that, to me, is the missed opportunity. Mm. Jim Rutherford failed at the end. Ron Hextall was an unmitigated disaster. And then I do think Dubas obviously took a shot last season by acquiring Carlson, getting rid of all the bad contracts, thinking let's maybe take one more shot at this, and they all failed. It's not that it's ended. It's that it's ended the way that it has.
Yeah.
That is frustrating to me. But here we are. Goodbye, Lars Eller. We hardly knew
you.
Ye.
Ye.
Is it a ye or a ye. You? We hardly knew you. Ye.
Ye.
He did score the game-winning, cup-clinching goal for the Washington Capitals. So good for him. I like Lars Eller, the player. Heard he was a good guy. I think he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the point?
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see other guys get shipped out of here, too. Even if the big dogs don't get moved, the top dogs, top dog law, even if they don't get shipped out, Norm, I do think you're going to see a bunch of other guys get moved.
Yeah, at this point, for sure.
And it's time.
That's a shame. It really is.
RIP Penguins Dynasty 2007 through 2022.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.